كابوتشي، ملعب المارسيلانو، الفيفا من الكابي وفوليس كارلينجس، I'll be reminded but I could identify.
Hello, hello. Hello.
The team has led by the director Chowals and to director Chowals went to the as well as the leadership of the entities of, in terms of board as led by board chairs as well as the council as led by the chairperson of the council. It is also to all other participants including civil society representatives who always take interest in the proceedings of this committee, fellow South Africans who are following our deliberations from different platforms. I take this opportunity as we open this meeting officially that I just remind you of the rules that you are aware of, but we continue to do so just to make sure at all times we take responsibility for such. Just a reminder, honorable members and all participants on the platform, that at all times just ensure that your mics are muted and the video cameras are off until you are identified by the chairperson, who will then recognize you to speak only at that time, that you unmute your mic and switch on your video camera. But in a situation where you are experiencing connectivity challenges, you would indicate as such, and in that score would be able to allow you to switch off your video camera in a way that helps us to still follow the points that you'll be making on the platform. For all those that may experience connectivity challenges that may throw them out of the system and had to reconnect, just ensure that at all times, as you reconnect, that your mic is muted and your video camera is off. This will also help not to distract the speaker that may be on the platform at the time, as the background sounds may be captured by the mics due to the sensitivity of the mics. Honorable members, this will also allow, will apply to points of order that may be raised, that you would not unmute your mic or video camera until you are recognized by the chair, and in that score, you'll then raise your point of order. We're also advised not to raise unnecessary point of orders that can lead to the collapse of the meeting at this platform. So that's very important to always remember, honorable members and all other participants on the platform. If we adhere to these rules, it should help us to run a very smooth meeting with the intended result of completing the business of the meeting. I would indeed, without waste of time, again, just again for formality, that we get to record what could be applications for leave of absence or apologies for purposes of record so as to complete the formalities and then move from that point. May I just check from the committee's support the apologies to record?
Good morning, Chairperson. We have the minister in the presidency who is at the moment involved with the National Command Council, and then also the Deputy Minister Kakana, who is leading an International Women's Day event. We have apologies from Mr. Simbo, a member of the committee, and then Mr. Malatsi will join us at 10 o'clock. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. May I just check if there may be any other apologies that may be left out, whether from the department side or yes, I did note the ones for Deputy Minister Kitana in the presidency, the Minister said. I'm not sure if I would have left them in the acknowledgement, Deputy Minister, as well.
Hello? Hey.
Any other apology that I may have left?
Hey.
Okay, so I now, I see on the chat there that there's also an apology for the DG of TCIS, who is also joining the command. Okay. So we'll proceed then. As such, once again, as I said, let me formally welcome you. I know that I've already said the apologies. That the world is also observing the International Women's Day, and I'm sure this would also be an opportunity to reflect on the struggles of women
around
the world, but in particular in our country, as we move forward.
Hello.
This is important because we are also going to be looking at reports that would come before us on implementation of set targets and so on. And that as we do that, we'll always have to remember to engender those struggles in our agendas, there's different departments, entities, and so on. So they are indeed acknowledged. I must also just say that as would be proceeding, I think Hajira, you'll be noting on the chat all the other apologies that arise so that we are able to proceed from that point. I would just want to direct the meeting in that scope in terms of how we would want to approach the presentations. I take it that we have had an opportunity, honorable members, to go through the presentations in detail because we have received those in time. And that we would then use today's opportunity of getting the political leadership, the departments and the entities have made an opportunity for them to highlight those matters that they think are important to highlight. More to our side would be indeed the areas where there's been non-achievement or underachievement, depending on how put it on the board. But those would be the areas of interest would be an understanding that we are dealing with quarter one and quarter two, but at a time when we are already at the end of the financial year, quarter four, that scope. So would also expect that as you present, you also give a sense to the committee on whether the other reports then that would still be coming, there would have been improvement in such areas, and if there is not, at least have an understanding as to what the plan is in that regard. So that's, I think, very important from our side. I also want to suggest for ease of reference for members as you present, that when you present an item or a target that you are talking to which has not been achieved in quarter one, if the same would appear in quarter two, that you give us that at the same time, because it then helps to know whether there's been improvement or not, instead of going through quarter one and then finish and go to quarter two and therefore make it a bit difficult to reconcile the information that has been presented in quarter one in that school. So this is informed by what one would have picked up at the time of going through the reports that have been received. So as you prepare the presentation, just take that into account. And I'll make an example that if you talk about audit action plan in quarter one and there are things that could not be done, it would be good to immediately get to audit action plan in quarter two, so as for us to see what could be the changes from that. So I just thought it's important we deal with that right in the beginning. Of course, we would take the presentation from the GCIS and the MDDA first. We'll then take questions or comments that need to be made immediately after that. And thereafter, we'll then hand over to DCDT, which has got a number of entities. There, the approach will also be the same, given that the Deputy Minister, the political head is here, would then lead by giving us the overview of what are we dealing with here, which also presents an opportunity for the Deputy Minister to take the committee into confidence in some of the matters that are of public interest. Once that has been done, we would not really be going through the presentations by point, but just to get in the few minutes, if any of the entities, including the department, would want to highlight the points that the Deputy Minister may have not spoken to in the overview. Otherwise, members should be ready to engage the presentation, having had the detailed presentations received well on time. If we agree with that, that will then really take us there. I'm not sure, in the absence of the political leadership from the GCIS side and the DG, surely there's been agreement on how you are going to proceed with the presentation from that point. So we'd really allocate you 15 minutes, which includes MTDA, and thereafter we'll probably take up the questions from members, and from there we'll then get to DCDT. In that case, we'll be able to release DCIS and MTDA if there are personal matters that they would need to go and deal with. So that would be how we would approach these presentations and the engagements between now and 1 o'clock, understanding that there's also a house sitting later on. Thank you, honorable members, once again for being welcome as we proceed. GCIS, I'm sure you should be ready to comply to that request, and then you can follow up immediately by MTDA, so you share the 15 minutes to highlight the points we have highlighted to the committee. And thereafter, we'll take the teams.
Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, the members of the committee, and the leadership from GCIS, as well as the entities, and from the DCDT. Apologies, Chairperson, it's not allowing me to present. It says it's disabled for the host, and also my video is not coming through. I'm not sure if Prizel will be able to assist me with the presentation.
We'll assist now, thank you.
Thank you. You can make your presentation, Ms. Toki. You've got to go right.
Okay. Thank you, Fazal. Is it showing Fazal on your side?
We can see, thank you. It's clear.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson, for this opportunity. And apologies for our DG as well as DPG myself. They are not here today. Michael is accompanying the deputy, the minister, as well as the president to the N2 nodal point, and also the DG is attending the CCC. The Chairperson has stated that this report was supposed to have been presented earlier last year. Some of the misachievements that we had in quarter one and quarter two were subsequently achieved in the previous quarters. As GCIS, we are presenting the first two quarters, which is April to June, as well as July to September for the current financial year. In terms of the implementation context, during that period, we know that we had new COVID-19 viruses that were in the country, and also the CDC had issued certain alerts in terms of the adjustment of the lockdown regulations, as well as also during that period, there was an appointment of the new members of the National Executive Committee, as well as also the new minister in the presidency, which is our Minister Montipo Ngubele, who joined us in August. And also during the period, we had the July public violence meeting in the KZN as well as in the Gauteng. And also during that period, there was the imprisonment of the former president, Jacob Zuma. And also during the period, there were preparations for the local government elections, as well as also the kickstarting of the Zuma vaccination campaign that was also spearheaded through the Department of